from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Internally, we're working on some things, not football related, but, you know, Steph... he's my guy. I fucking love him. He's a brother of mine. You know, this does not work, what we're doing here, without him. You know, we wish he was in here today and was out there on the field with us, and that's not the case, but I've got his back no matter what.
Welcome back to the Nightcap. I'm Joe Calley, filling in for Zach Jones while he's away. Yes, Stephon Diggs is absent earlier today from mandatory minicamp. And that's Josh Allen speaking on it. And I mean, he was there before practice. He was there Monday, Tuesday, today, but left before practice starts today. I feel like you're sending a message there that you don't want to be a part of it. And yes, he is a competitor. We've been talking. He's built different. He's Stephon Diggs. He's a different kind of animal. Yes. I'm not going to sit here and try and deny that. But at the same time, I can't sit here and also just be like 100% okay with him skipping out on something that is mandatory for all team members. Mandatory's in the name. And somehow that did not happen. I don't know. Whenever I hear mandatory, I'm like, okay, you got to get there. Being paid millions of dollars as a professional athlete, you think that could be the same thing, but I guess not. And then you have Josh Allen, who you heard a clip from right away, sounding, we were talking about this earlier on Chopin the Bulldog, it sounds almost like upset, like he can't, he's saying, he's kind of breathing into the mic, like he sounds nervous, like something's wrong. So we're going to go to another clip of Josh. He says it's more than football. So what does that mean exactly? Like, so we didn't get any specifics, but here's the clip really fast.
I mean, I think it has more to do than just football is what I'm basically saying. I think there's the football piece, and stuff that happens due to football, you know, and I'll just kind of keep it at that.
So it's more than football, but it's due to football. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of this. Caller earlier today mentioned speculating and how, you know, the media is looked down on and fans are looked down on for speculating. But that's all. I mean, when we're getting answers like this. And Josh Allen's very good with the microphone. There's no question about it. He knows his way around it. He knows how to, you know, not be objective. It's always it's alleged with him. It's great. But at the same time, we're not getting any answers here. And yes, Diggs could show up tomorrow and be absolutely fine. But I do believe there's a fine for not showing up to mandatory minicamp. So I don't know. It's all going to truly come down to when Diggs shows up and if he decides to show up. I foresee him showing up to training camp at St. John Fisher University. I don't see that as a red flag yet. I mean, I didn't see this as a red flag either, yet here we are. But I don't know. Diggs. The Bills are such a good team, too. It's like it's kind of worrisome in the fact that, okay, Josh and Diggs have been best buds, truthfully, since Diggs has made his round to Buffalo. He's come here. And, you know, it's just like seeing that struggle, it's a little tough. Believe it was a Sports Illustrated cover they were on. They were hanging on each other's back. They were just chilling out. And I don't know. It doesn't seem like that's the relationship they have anymore. But then again, Josh also mentions that he was out being a fashion model all summer. Not all summer, all off season. So, I mean, I don't know how to read it. I really don't. And I don't think I'm the only one that doesn't know how to read it. I don't want to be accusatory of him, like, just skipping out. I don't want to be too lenient and be like, okay, even though mandatory, like, he can walk all over the word mandatory, like, you know, like that kind of thing. And again, I'm not even close to the coaching staff, so it's not my call anyway. But if you're listening out there, I don't know exactly how to go about this. Other than to say, it's just an interesting situation. And there are other players around the league holding out right now. I believe Saquon Barkley is. And others as well. But that's for money reasons. He got franchise tagged, and Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes got Danny Dollars. So I don't know. It's just I can't sit here and speculate or anything like that. But you also, I mean, it's kind of what you have to do. It's just it's interesting. That's truthfully the only word I can use that really can, like, justify how I feel about it. Because yes, he's a great player, he's a captain as well, so should he be there? Yes. But being back at the facility for the first time in a while, there could have been something that happened that rubbed him the wrong way and he left, or anything could have happened. And you know what, he might very well be back practicing tomorrow. I don't think that's anything to be denied of possibility. Because it's just, at the end of the day, it's a small little bump in the road, as Allen says. We'll go to another quote by Allen from this. We need to get him back in the locker room and vibing with the guys. I mean, it's just, he seems like, of course he's getting the brunt of it, which is the toughest part about it. It's not his decision that Diggs isn't there, yet he's answering all of the questions. And it's just like, you can't help but also be like, okay, I understand why he's dodging some of this. I understand why he's giving answers that don't really give answers. So here's this from Josh Allen.
I talked to him today, and I'm sure we're going to have some more conversations moving forward. And, you know, as an organization, as QB receiver, as an offensive coordinator, everything that goes in, again, he's such a special player. You know, we don't want this to be a distraction. He doesn't want this to be a distraction. It is what it is. And the positive thing is we're not playing a game tomorrow. We got time. This is mini camp. We got a lot of time to figure this out. And, again, I'm going to do everything I can to get him back in our locker room and vibing with the guys. And, you know, I got no doubt that we will.
I have no doubt they will either, truthfully. Yes, it is going to be interesting, but also, just speaking more on Diggs' agent, Sean McDermott goes on in his press conference after mentioning Diggs not being there. He mentions that he's, quote-unquote, very concerned, right? That was one of the big headlines of the day. McDermott's very concerned. That floated around social media for a while. And now you're seeing reports of speaking with Diggs' agent, Mike Catalana, and Steph would show up for work tomorrow. He did not specify practice. And the agent, Steph's agent, Adisa Bakari, is seeking clarity in Sean McDermott's statement about being very concerned in that it implied Diggs didn't report today. So something is going on. And yes, while Josh said he doesn't want it to be a distraction and whatnot, this is huge. This is our wide receiver one. Like, it is. At the end of the day, it's our wide receiver one. There's no question. It's going to cause some sort of an issue if he's not reporting, not doing well. You know what I mean? Like, not actively involved with the team. I mean, we had one caller earlier today go as far to say Justin Jefferson would have been a better option. That's a little steep. That's where you lose me. When you have that alpha mentality like Diggs, yes, you are going to be a little bit of a, you know, like, he's making a statement. He makes statements. It's how he is. So it's not out of the question that he'll be at practice tomorrow, that he'll be at work tomorrow. Practice, though, as it said in the tweet, was not specified. So showing up for work, does that mean just showing up? He got his physical done. He sat down with Bean and McDermott. Like, is that what showing up to work means? Where he's holding out on the practice field? Like, that's the real question here. And I see the phone lines lighting up a little bit. Unfortunately, cannot take your call. I wish I could. Can't. Just because it is me, myself, and I, as I mentioned. But it's mildly concerning. It's mildly concerning. And I don't know. When we got Diggs, I remember being absolutely ecstatic, right? I really do. Jumping up and down, we have the Minnesota Miracle guy. How awesome with our top-tier quarterback. Look at the way they emerged, right? Josh Allen did really well with John Brown, Beasley, the season before. Now we have an actual elite talent. And yes, you get an elite talent, but you also, you know, like as I said, you do deal with some of the alpha mentality, if you will, if that's how it is, you know, if that's how you would mention it. I got one more quote to pull from here for Josh Allen here. It's all about teamwork.
No, I think for the most part, it has to do with more teamwork than anything. And I know that's, you can call that football, you can call that non-football, but I got to be better, and I will be. And like I said, we'll figure this out and move on and, you know, look at this as a blimp in the road.
So that's, I mean, again, he said it was a non-football thing, but then he's saying it's a football thing. So I think there's more going on behind the scenes. And back to the very concern from McDermott, I actually applaud his bluntness. Don't sit back and just be like, okay, like, he's not showing up. Like, if you are not happy with it as a coach, and he, you know, even when he's not happy on the sidelines for the Bills, you see him, he's clapping his hands and doing the classic Sean McDermott, won't ever say an ill thing about anybody. Like, he's a good guy deep down. But you don't see him get frustrated very much. I mean, you do when the Bills aren't performing the best. You'll see him getting a little spazzed up on the sideline, which is awesome to see out of your coach. He's aggressive. But it's just, he's going to voice his opinion. And Diggs' agent getting upset that he voiced his opinion, I don't know. I think that's a little bit like, okay, there might be something more to this. But I digress. It's tough to talk about. It really is, because I like a nice intro back into football season, you know, not with all this speculation going on. Last year was nice because Poyer showed up to mandatory minicamp. If you don't remember, there was a similar situation, but it was money related. And this is not. He got extended, and then he got his contract restructured for more money up front. So that's where I'm kind of failing to see what is exactly going on here. maybe someone out there can. I mean, let me know on Twitter if you can, if that's something you're able to do, because I can't really put together what's happening here. Because the coaching staff, the agent, and the players do not seem to be on the same wavelength. I'm sitting here earlier today during One Bills Live. You know, Josh uses an expletive, which I don't really hear much of during these press conferences. And he's passionate about the topic, absolutely. But what is that telling you? I think there's more skin in the game than just Diggs is unhappy with football, like Alan's saying. But it does seem to be like football, because you can't trade Diggs. You can't. Because you can't get rid of him. The amount of dead cap that would produce is horrifying to look at. Absolutely horrifying. And I don't know about you. I don't want to even part ways with him, because he's been so productive for the Bills. Because, I mean, yes, is it a possibility? The Bills cannot initiate a trade. It would have to be the other team taking on all that. And no other team is going to want to do that for someone who clearly is starting to cause a ruckus here going into the offseason, or going into the preseason, I should say. And I like Diggs. A lot of people wear the number 14. I mean, when you look at Diggs' dead cap, you cannot say we need to get rid of him. A lot of people called in today saying you got to trade Diggs. I just, as much as I want to say, like, okay, yes, there's absolutely an alpha ego thing going on right now. There's no question. That's what it is, okay? He knows he's top dog. He knows that no one on this team is currently close to his level in receiving ability. But as Chopin the Bulldog was saying earlier in the Cincinnati game, one throw is missed. And his arms are out downfield. Like, he's already causing a ruckus. So I don't know. It's when you commit, when your agent commits to you showing up and being here, and you don't, and there's also a track record of, like I said, throwing arms out when things aren't going your way. After the second half of Green Bay in the beginning of the season last year, things went downhill. After Allen got injured, things went downhill. And if you ask me about that, I think that has a lot to do with why Diggs wasn't getting those passes over the middle. Not short slot passes, but more like, you know, not a deep 45-yard toss. Davis runs downfield. That's what he does. That's what he does the best. He's a deep receiver. And he was injured last year, too, aside from the point. Allen and his injury, I think, caused him to only be able to throw those deep balls, where throwing over the middle, more sidearm throws to get it to Diggs on a tricky route. Like, I think that caused some issues. And then Diggs didn't appreciate the lack of targeting, the lack of, you know, trust, quote unquote, that he saw. And now it is spiraled and snowballed into what this is today. And just sitting here talking about it, I don't want to be talking about this. I didn't wake up this morning. I was hoping he was there. I was honestly hoping he was there. I really was. Yes, this has created a lot of news for the Bills. And June is not a time of news, in sports news. But I did not want this to go this way today. And I can only hope that tomorrow it goes a different way. But, I mean, I can't sit here and make promises to any of the listeners out there. I can't sit here and say that I 100% can guarantee he's going to be there, because I can't. And there's a very good chance he won't. Am I hoping he will? Absolutely. But I don't know. That's really all I have to say on Stephon Diggs. And in the last little bit here, I want to pivot leading into the Stanley Cup Finals. Vegas is leading the series right now, 3-1. Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart. Could Florida extend the series tonight? Boy, I hope so. I like to have hockey go into near July. Let's get to the past the Ides of June, the middle of June, please. That would be cool. But am I gonna guarantee that's gonna happen? No, I can't tell you 100%. I apologize. My voice is still a little raspy, a little rough. It's a little better today. A lot better, actually. A little dry throat still, but now heading into the Stanley Cup Final. Like I said, Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhart. Jack Eichel could skate tonight with the Stanley Cup. Could kiss it. It's just, I think I alluded to this a little bit last night. I don't think I'm mad about it. I really don't. He's kind of okay in my graces now, at least, I want to say. I'm not necessarily peeved watching him play. In Buffalo, absolutely. I was at the game when they returned earlier this year. The boos were immense. Immense. You couldn't even breathe. The sound waves were going everywhere. It was just boo, boo, boo. Some people didn't like that. Most people did. I mean, the year before it was the same, his first year back here. And we won that year. Alex Tuch stole the puck and won. I mean, it was the trade looked like it was in our favor. Absolutely. Vegas has a better built team, not as young of a team. Absolutely. So that's why they're able to do more. And Eichel fits in well there to their scheme and whatnot. And yes, you can't knock him for success. You can't hope he doesn't succeed for the rest of his career just because he's not a part of the Sabres organization anymore. And even Sam Reinhart, yes, not as big of a leave, you could say. He didn't leave in bad blood necessarily like Jack Eichel did. First day gone post Vegas baby in a Photoshop version of him in a Golden Knights jersey. But still, seeing Sam Reinhart in the Stanley Cup final, it's close. The Sabres can very well get there. They have the right coach, they have the right GM, and they have the right squad around them. They do. And these guys coming up from Rochester are only going to better the squad. Goalie is the only thing they need. Arguably. Some say top four defenseman. Okay. Let's stray away from the left shot defenseman, please. Let's get a right shot. We got a lot of left shotters on the team. But yeah, seeing Jack Eichel succeed, seeing Sam Reinhart succeed, the wounds aren't as fresh anymore. It's like a scab. It's healing up, I would say. For me, at least. I know some out there might not feel the same. But yeah, I mean, Jack Eichel could skate with the Stanley Cup tonight. Sam Reinhart and the Panthers could make a run and extend this series and do a good job tonight. And we'll see what happens. They won it in overtime a couple nights ago, and it was close the other night. The Panthers were coming back. So I think it's in the cards for this series to be extended a little longer. But I digress on all of this. Sorry, this is kind of like word vomit for a little bit here. A lot going on today. Stefan Diggs. Stanley Cup Finals coming your way in just a few minutes here. I'm Joe Calley. This has been The Nightcap. And you are listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.